COVID-19 disrupts routine.
And habits are key to being productive at work.
Wendy Wood, professor at University of Southern California.
The routines built up over time are gone, but we all have to make new decisions about how to live now.
Everything we do requires a decision, takes more energy and feels uncertain.
Professor Wood, from USC.
I focus on doing something good for my body every day, and ultimately, that pays off with regards to my mental health as well.
It makes me feel healthy and composed inside and out.
This is also about making time to do things that I like.
Lara Novak. Welcome to this week's podcast. It's nice to have you on board again.
Hi, my name is Hannah.
Hello, and here's Michelle.
Hi there, this is Lara speaking.
Hi, this is Anne.
Today will be all about routines and how they help us deal with the changes that COVID-19 brought about.
The pandemic had a great impact on our lives because we were forced to stay at home.
Now, we were asked to structure every day by ourselves. Suddenly, we needed to decide everything at every moment. Do I watch the video for this class now or later? Should I eat now or later? This also creates a feeling of insecurity. Am I doing all right? What is wrong and what is right?
These changes in daily life and the loss of a feeling of security led many people into depressive episodes. For some, it was not necessarily a new experience, but the reason was new and extremely intimidating. Many struggled with the idea to build new routines and habits they could adapt to.
So today we want to focus on how to reorganize our lives and how to regain happiness, basically on how to stay healthy, mental and physically. In order to manage this, we focus on a few simple routines that are said to be essential for a healthy body and mind. These are:
firstly, getting enough sleep. We decided that 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night is the right amount for us.
Secondly, taking regular breaks. We think that it helps to frequently air your brain while studying.
Thirdly, having a deadline when to stop working and studying. We think that everything should come to an end.
Keeping in contact with friends and family, calling and writing them regularly.
Relaxing and doing things that help us relax.
So, why are these routines important, especially during COVID-19?
Scientists say that routines reduce stress. It takes the uncertainty of constant decision-making, so it gives us security.
They can also help us identify bad habits and thinking patterns. By bad habits, we mean behavioral patterns that keep us from being productive, mentally stable, and generally happy. Identifying bad habits gives us the opportunity to change them with new routines.
In short, routines can give us structure, power, and confidence.
But how do we make ourselves follow these routines?
I am a very structured person and try to be efficient while studying. I set out a plan for each day and, inspired by the Pomodoro technique, work with alarms, timers, and my meditation app to make me follow that plan. Otherwise, I would spend too much time working on one task and forget to take a break or meditate.
I am a timer person too. But I will set my timer for 90 minutes to study for a certain subject. Afterwards, I will take a short break during whatever I like to relax. For my other daily to-dos, I also set an alarm. Luckily, in the end of the day, I usually can feel when to stop. It already works kind of automatically, so that often I don't need the reminders on my phone anymore.
I use an Excel sheet to set up my daily routine. I have created a simple Excel table in which I have a column for the date, my daily tasks, and whether or not I have fulfilled them. I fill in the table every day and see what I have achieved and how this makes me feel.
What do you do to relax during your breaks?
I usually try to start and end the day with breathing exercises and Qigong. During the day, I try to go and be outside for at least an hour a day. And when I feel creative, or the need to be creative, I might sing along some silly songs, dance around, or call somebody. Whatever makes me feel good, and whatever I think my body needs right then.
Usually, I watch TV, and when I feel creative, I might sit down and write a story.
I play with my birds.
I enjoy cooking a nice meal with my boyfriend.
How do we measure if these routines really help us be happier?
In my Excel table, I use a mood cluster. It consists of 3 emoticons that represent my physical and mental well-being. With this table, I am able to measure how my mental stability develops over time. For me, that is the most comfortable way to see whether and how my physical health impacts my mind. I think following this daily routine and checking points off my list makes me happier. It makes me feel more productive. Every day I try to do something good for my body. And ultimately, it stabilizes my mental health too.
I established a healthy daily routine for me about a year ago when I was struggling with some problems in my life. I have grown so used to it that I don't even have to think about each step every time anymore. Well, I measure how successful my plan has worked for the day mostly by checking how I feel. Am I in a good mood or not? What did I like about today? And then there is 3 things that made me happy on this particular day. In comparison to 2019, when I started my routine and reflection, I am now definitely much happier.
I do know for certain what does not help me: mood tables. Whenever I did one, I looked at it and got sad because the table would show me how bad a month was for me. Actually, come to think of it, my results at university reflect my current state of mind very well. If everything in my professional life is in order, in my personal life, it usually is as well. Maybe this is a bad habit that I need to break. Of course, one should not focus too much on work, because that is what being mindful is about, essentially. In the evenings, I meditate and try to reflect on my day in a very neutral manner. I try to find purpose in each day.
I definitely feel a difference between when I follow my routines or my daily plan and when I do not. I feel less balanced, my mind and my body are not on the same level. This is actually my best measure and indicator. So then I know I need to give myself the space to explore what's wrong.
What do we do when we feel miserable or cannot follow our routine? How do we get out of there?
I watch a film that makes me feel good.
I read a book that's not on the curriculum.
I might distract myself with something that I know might cheer me up. But sometimes it helps me just to acknowledge the negative feeling itself, basically to give it space. Sometimes it hurts to accept that something is not as it should be, and even though this sounds cruel, it helps me see that negative feelings are as much a part of life as everything else. They come and go, and then there will be room for happiness.
My professional and personal life are going fairly well at the moment. However, I have a tendency towards going near or beyond the borders of my body when I'm focused on an outer body goal. I enjoy extreme dedication, and I'm trying hard to value moderation. But at the end of the day, when I go to bed, knowing that I have completed all my tasks, moderation actually feels good.
So, we are already at the end of our podcast. Michelle, what would be your advice from today's session?
Personally, just begin and keep on going.
This was a production for the seminar Oral Skills Podcasting during the winter semester of 2020-21 with Alexandra Hubbard-Jakobowitz. The speakers were Michelle Adams, Lara Nowak, Hannah Ziefreund, Anne-Katrin Röseler.